This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at drasaoncall.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Yeah, thank you for taking the call, Dr. Asa.
Sure.
The reason why I called, we had listened to your show earlier today.
Sure.
And you had talked about iconic... I'm sorry, the dog's barking. Yeah.
What is your question? I'm sorry. It's hard to hear.
My husband's been diagnosed with osteomyelitis with MRSA.
Okay.
And... Freiberg's infarction. I would like to know, what is the difference between the osteomyelitis killing the bone with infection and the Freiberg's infarction that has the bone dying? Can you explain the difference?
Well, now, say that again. He's been diagnosed with osteomyelitis, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the surgeon said that he believes it is Freiberg's infarction, which the bone is dying, and it's in his left foot, and
right.
He has peripheral neuropathy in both feet.
Okay. Now, when did the peripheral neuropathy start? Is that fairly new?
No, it's about 20 years now.
Oh, it's 20 years. Okay. And so nothing's been able to, I'm assuming that, you know, by you talking to your physicians, that no one's able to help him at this point. Is that right?
He's receiving treatment from an infectious disease physician. This is day 70 of intravenous vancomycin treatment.
Okay.
Osteomyelitis. But
right.
When we saw the orthopedic surgeon, he said he believes it might be Freiberg's infarction, which is where the bone is dying, caused from the peripheral neuropathy.
Hmm.
I just wondered if you had an opinion on that.
Well, here's the deal. If it's Freiberg's infarction, is he sure about that, or is he just guessing?
He's waiting to see. On day 84, they're going to stop the intravenous antibiotic and allow the osteomyelitis to manifest itself in the foot. If it does not by the 7th of February, then he's more inclined to believe it's the Freiberg's infarction.
Yeah.
Which he says is a side effect of the peripheral neuropathy.
And so you're wanting to know why that happens? Is that kind of what you're asking?
What's your opinion on how one kills the bone and one the bones are dying? Why would they think they're similar?
Well, here's the deal. With Freiberg's infarction, it's always also known as avascular necrosis, or AVN. And it's where there's a loss of blood supply in different areas of the bone. And so the metaphysis of the bone is what's usually affected. And when you've got osteomyelitis, when the two go hand in hand, and with the Freiberg's, if the reason they're concerned about it, because if there's a loss of blood supply, then that's what causes the necrosis. Necrosis means that tissue of some kind is dying. And so that's usually very common. In peripheral neuropathy, a lot of times if there's a lack of nerve supply, or if there's damage to the nerve in that area, then it can go hand in hand with the blood supply. So that's kind of what they're talking about, and it's a real challenge, because when he's had osteomyelitis for so long, and again, it's an inflammation type disorder, because any type of itis has inflammation with it. So always remember that And there's a lot of risk factors with that, too. And so there's a lot of things. I mean, usually being obese, overweight, you know, those kind of things can be an issue. If he's ever had, and that's any amount. It doesn't have to be grossly overweight. Even 20, 30 pounds over a long period of time can be enough. Now, some people say that it's even more than that, but typically can be as slim as that, in which, you know, 30 pounds today is almost the average American, really, if you think about it. But the history of that, it's a real challenge. And there's a lot to do with the body. You've got to think about it. If there's tissue dying, no matter where it is, like with Friedberg's, I mean, if there's tissue dying due to something that's been going on for a long period of time, can it be corrected? Well, probably not, because when you've got necrotic tissue, it's when it dies. And so, again, I'm all about talking about when the body regenerates every day. There's possibilities for that, but when you've got necrotic tissue, it's already died. When something dies, that's it. So you've got certain amounts of tissue that hadn't had a good blood supply to it over a long period of time, and that's when it becomes a real challenge. So with your physicians that you're working with, I think that it's good that you've got a good team. Sounds like you've got a couple that you're working with. But the best that he can do in this case, and the reason that happens, is to keep focusing on making better lifestyle choices, focusing on doing everything he can to preserve what he has. Any kind of neuropathy in the body, you know, again, focusing on, and I hit this all the time, regardless of how bad someone is or in what situation that they are, even when there's necrotic tissue, focus on right now what he can salvage. What can he do right now to build his body back up? What can he do to overcome where he is? And that's really the focus of where I would encourage you to kind of start telling him, because I know you're his biggest cheerleader in all of this. And if you can get him to make some really good lifestyle changes, which, I mean, this is a good, I mean, it's something he's been dealing with a long time, but if you can make some really good changes in his life, adding omega-3 fats, increasing vitamin D, little things like that, vitamin B6, pyridoxine for neuropathies to settle that down a little bit, making sure their doctors are okay with it, depending on the medications and whatnot that he's on, that can make a real big difference. Because cutting down inflammation in the body all the way around when you're dealing with any kind of itis, no matter what it is, and it's not the main reason, not the main factor with osteomyelitis, but it can be a factor. And it's always good to make sure that you've got the right stuff going in his body every single day so his body has a chance to make those good, new, healthy cells. But the one thing is, I wouldn't be discouraged, I would be encouraged, because there's a lot you can do. And that's what I always talk to people about. It's not what you can't do right now in the middle of what might seem like a bleak situation, and the doctors are telling you that it's this or that, and it's got some weird diagnosis, and how did this happen? And you know, you want to get to a place where you can overcome and you can beat the health challenge. And that's why I like call it health challenge rather than disease, even though technically it is a disease. And that's what physicians will call it. But at the end of the day, a health challenge is something you can get over. You can overcome it. And there's certain parts of the tissue that may have already died off, but what can you salvage? What can you keep being healthy? And I would just encourage you to stay with him on that. Keep being his cheerleader, because this will make a big difference here yet. Let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
I'm pretty healthy, but I had some questions about supplements. I like to take supplements. I think everybody needs to.
I agree. I agree. What is your question?
I wanted to know, I've heard you talk about the cod liver oil a lot and saying that the capsules are rancid. Is that true
right,
with most capsules that you buy of the oil?
No, actually, it's not true with that. It's not true with everything. The reality is that with cod liver oil and other supplements, different oils are different. Some you can take in oil form and some you can take in gel caps. So it's very different. But I'll tell you what, we're going into a break. I'm going to talk about the four supplements that everybody needs to take, no matter what. Children, adults, everything, in addition to a good diet for optimal health, when I come back.
A Attention backpackers on a budget. Why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rebecca. And Rebecca had a question about supplements, and she was wanting to know more about cod liver oil. We'll talk about omega-3 oils a lot and how important omega-3 fatty acids are. We get a lot of omega-6 fatty acids in our diet. Egg yolks contain a lot of them, red meat, and a lot of the protein sources can contain a lot of the omega-6s. But it's really important to get a good balance of omega-3s. Omega-3s are so, so important to have plenty of those in your diet. And so the omega-3s, they play a big role in brain chemistry, endocrine function, which all are hormones, skin, hair, and nails, heart function. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're anti-inflammatory, so they cut down inflammation within the body. And she was wanting to know, because I talk a lot about if you put a fish oil in a gel cap, typically, is it okay or not? Well, here's the deal. If they put the gel caps where you can actually see the liquid moving in the gel cap, then usually it's cold pressed and the way they put them in there is okay. Now, here's the kicker with those. Most of the gel caps, 95% of them, will turn rancid when they put them into the actual gel cap itself. So you have to be really careful. And remember, when something turns rancid, oil turns rancid, it turns into a trans fat. Trans fat's one of the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So you want to use the oil, usually. I like cod liver oil. I'm a big fan. But also, any good omega-3 oil can be really be good for your health. Now, there's four supplements, though, no matter how good your diet is, no matter how organic it is, no matter how great your garden is in the back that has no pesticides and it's absolutely perfect and that's all you eat from and you kill the deer and you go and you milk the cow and it's raw milk and you're doing it and you're making it happen, you still need these four supplements. Dr. Ace, I eat perfect. I eat on a farm. Everything's perfect. It's as clean as it can be. It doesn't matter. You still need four supplements because our soil is what it is, and we're not getting enough omega-3s, and we just need these four supplements. You need a good whole food multivitamin. It's been proven to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Make sure it's whole food, though, and then it's not synthetic because a synthetic vitamin is overly processed, and the body can't really do much with it. So you may only use 5% of it rather than using most of it, like 90%, which is what you'll get from a good whole food vitamin. Now, digestive enzymes are important because we don't have the enzymes in our food supply. No matter how organic the vegetables are that you eat, I know that you're eating organic vegetables. I get it. But at the end of the day, you need more enzymes. We do as adults. Now, kids can handle it a little bit more, but adults definitely need more enzymes. And so digestive enzymes, 1 to 2 tablets with each meal should do the trick. Cod liver oil, omega-3 fats, vitamin A, and vitamin D. All of those critical. Vitamin A, good for eye health. Vitamin D, good for endocrine or hormone health. Also bone density and immune system all the way around. And then, of course, probiotics. That's number 4. Now, probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And the good bacteria is so, so important because our digestive tract is everything. Healthy gut, healthy body. Messed up gut, messed up body. And it's that simple. And so you want to put the right kind of stuff in. And within the gut itself, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of probiotics. Probiotics, you can do as many as the label says, whatever brand you end up getting at your local health food store. Make sure you do it on an empty stomach, though. Those four supplements are what we call the foundational four. You can check those out at DrAceApproved.com or any health food store in your local area. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Ace On Call. Let's go to Stella. Hi, Stella. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Ace. Glad
Good to be on with you.
My question is, I'm 68 years old. And was in real poor health as a young woman, but the last 14 years seem like I have went real well. But I've got my gallbladder out. They've taken the thyroid gland I've had a lot of female trouble, and this is all in my young days. And about a year and a half ago, I moved to Kentucky.
Okay.
And I started, I was into a Bible college here in Kentucky, and I started at night.
Okay.
It seemed like it always come on at night.
So you started Bible college, and what happened at night?
I would lay down. I go to sleep right away, but maybe only sleep for 30 minutes, and I would wake up with crucial pain. I mean crucial pain to the left arm.
Okay.
So you couldn't hardly handle it.
All right. Now, when you started having the pain, Stella, did you go to your physician and get that checked out?
Well, no, not right away. Not right away.
Okay.
So then, I don't know, one night it came on so hard, and I was in such pain into the left arm. And the only thing I can think of, I have to throw up. And I am no person to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
But I made myself.
Okay. Did you feel better?
That relieved the pain.
Okay.
So I got into a habit for about 6 months there where I would wake up with this pain.
Where was the pain? Was there a pain in your stomach, Stella? Stella, was there a pain in your stomach anywhere or just your arm?
The arm and the chest.
And what did the doctor say?
Well, it went on, and I fought high blood pressure for many, many years. I mean, high blood pressure was my one problem. And it got where then my blood pressure was going 198 over 101 to 2-something over. So then I went to a heart doctor, and he immediately, without saying anything, he said I had congestive heart.
Congestive heart failure, right?
So, yeah. So they did the monitor.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. With congestive heart failure, let's hear the rest of the story when we come out of this break. Because, Stella, that's a big deal to have that for that long and then finally get diagnosed. Let's get into the rest of it in just a moment. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Well, make sure to check us out, regardless of what question you have about your health. Check us out, Facebook and Twitter, both. Now, going to the break, talking with Stella. Now, she has some digestive issues, and just to have a little bit of history on her, she's 68 years young, and she had constant pain in her arm, left arm, for quite some time, pain in her chest. Went to the doctor, and at one point when her blood pressure finally went up to about 198 over 101, sometimes it got into the 200s, went to the cardiologist, and he said that she had congestive heart failure. Now, Stella, let's talk about that for just a moment. If the congestive heart failure that he told you, did he put you on medication immediately? I'm assuming he did.
On a blood pressure pill.
Okay.
And then a water pill.
Okay.
Which I'm on the thyroid, 50 milligrams a day.
Right.
And an aspirin.
Okay.
And I'm still doing the same thing. And when they did the catheter, I told them I didn't have no clogged arteries because I'm not no junk eater. I drink one cup of coffee a day, and the rest is a bottle of water, and I'm a vegetable eater.
Are you still throwing up, Stella?
I still have to pretty well at times, and the pain has got where now it is hurting almost all the time. It was just at night, but now I've got a dull ache to the arm all the time almost.
Okay. Is your blood pressure controlled now, though? They have everything under control with the medication?
No.
They don't.
It goes up and it goes down. Mm-hmm. And October, I was in the hospital twice with it going sky high.
Oh, goodness.
And then when it goes down, it goes down. And I went in and had an ultrasound, did the stomach Friday. And I don't know. I've got where now I'm starting to have a lot of heartburn. Almost everything I eat now does it to me.
What does your breakfast look like? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give me a little quick rundown.
Well, I just got your book now. Don't yell at me.
I'm not going to yell at you. What's the pre-reading my book daily diet look like for you?
All right. I as I said, I'm not a junk eater, but my breakfast consists of probably some milk, half a banana, and a bowl of oatmeal.
Okay. That says a lot right there. What about lunch?
Lunch, I usually otherwise, lunch isn't as important to me. A lot of times I can have lunch, but I've learned to eat early.
Okay, but
maybe 2 o'clock is the time I'm combined in my supper and dinner, lunch together.
Okay. All right. Well, and then if you're only eating a couple times a day, and if it consists of anything like your breakfast does, which I know sometimes it's hard to remember what you eat every single day, but if you'll read through my book, Empowering Your Health, I think you're going to find a lot of key principles that will help you. Because if you're having constant little dull ache in your arm, and the cardiologist is monitoring that, which I think is a very smart thing to do, they've done an ultrasound, and they're checking out everything within the digestive tract because you're still having issues with your digestion. You're still, it sounded to me like that you're still vomiting and you still have some nausea with it and still having the pain in your arm at night, but still having problems with your digestive tract. I would encourage you to maybe look at doing your diet with an overhaul, because anytime you've got stomach related issues whatsoever, you have to look at what you're putting in your body every day. And I can tell you that if you're having heartburn, it means that you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to be able to break down proteins, but you're not getting a lot of proteins. You're getting a lot of carbohydrates that are stimulating excess sugar and increasing glucose in the bloodstream, which is going to cause more inflammation in the body than you need. And so when you eat breakfast and you have milk, which has the casein protein in it, that causes the body to create a lot of inflammation. The body can't break it down very well unless it's completely raw milk and not pasteurized. Even if it's organic and pasteurized, still a big deal. And so bananas, oatmeal has gluten in it because of the way it is processed and made. And it could cause a lot of issues and inflammation within the body. So really the best way to go, if you'll start reading through the book, I encourage you maybe to do an overhaul on your diet, see how things change. Now, 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between, it's real simple, and you'll see that in my book, Empowering Your Health. But you're going to see equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the good stuff. Now, you've had your gallbladder taken out and your thyroid taken out. So I know you're taking medication for the thyroid. But with the gallbladder being taken out, you're not going to break your fats down as well as you should or as well as you could. And so that's a factor. And knowing that that's a factor, you have to take – there can be a couple things that you could add in. And you want to check with your physician when you go meet with them. But it's just really simple. You can pick it up at a health food store, and there's things you can take to help the gallbladder function better. Glycine and taurine are two amino acids, and they help create bile salts, which is what was created with your gallbladder, and helps break down fats. It also helps break down proteins. So At the end of the day, if you're not getting good digestion, sometimes it can be as simple as that. Apple cider vinegar can help with digestion as well, and that's something simple you can pick up at your health food store. But stay with your cardiologist on the other. Even though you're taking the medication, you're still having a little bit of the arm pain, they're going to get you through all of that. Remember that CoQ10 is really good too, even when you're taking blood pressure medication. But again, that's something to run by he or she along the way, but it's something that can be very, very helpful along with those omega-3 fatty acids. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Now we're going to Ben. Hi, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I was taking some salmon oil because I read on your book that it's good for triglycerides.
Sure.
And I couldn't find a salmon oil in a bottle, so I took the gel cup, but I'm taking the oil from the gel cup and on the spoon, and then I drink it. And then I heard about the cod liver oil, and then I went and find a bottle of cod liver oil, but on the cod liver oil says it's got vitamin D and vitamin A, but never mention it about omega-3. So can you tell me that, is it healthy if I take the salmon oil from gel cup and drink it?
Well, here's the thing. It's already been processed and put into the gel cap, which means it was already heated and put into that gel cap. There's certain oils that you can take in a capsule, but any kind of fish oil, including salmon oil or tuna oil, I'm a big fan of getting the oil by itself. If you can't find the salmon oil by itself, as far as that, and just in the gel cap, I would opt out of that probably and just go with the cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is going to have omega-3s in it regardless. It's just part of it. That's what the oil is made of. It's probably on the label just saying that there is vitamin A and vitamin D in it, because cod liver oil has that naturally occurring. And sometimes they make a big deal about that on the labels because those are the fat-soluble vitamins. But if you can't find the salmon oil in a regular oil itself, if you take it and squeeze it out of the gel cap, you're taking the stuff that's already been processed. You see what I'm saying? So it's not the gel cap that's bad. It's the oil inside that's bad because it's been heated and processed and put in there. So that's something you might want to be a little bit careful about. I would stick with the cod liver oil by itself, Ben. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out at drasa.com. Had an article come out on WebMD talking about digested green tea and how it prevents dementia like Alzheimer's. Interesting article. I love green tea. Big fan. The Japanese have been using green tea for thousands of years. And matter of fact, when you go to Japan and you eat any meal over there in the middle of a table, the actual Japanese, first of all, they always drink warm liquids with their meals. The reason they do that is because it increases digestion, stimulates the digestive juices in the body better than cold liquids do. Here in America, of course, we drink something, we want ice in everything that we drink. But it's better to have either room temperature or something warm. It's always better. So, they'll have a little bowl on the table that actually have the raw green tea leaves in there. And the custom is that you just take a spoonful of the leaves, put it in your glass, and then they come by and they'll put in warm water in there, and then you drink the green tea. It tastes very good. And it's very good for your digestion, just very good for your overall health. So something to think about. But in the green tea, they're talking about this with its link with Alzheimer's. They say drinking green tea regularly may help protect against developing dementia such as Alzheimer's disease, according to a study led by Newcastle University researchers. A study in the Journal of Phytomedicine also suggests green tea, commonly consumed in China, Japan, and other Asian countries, may play an important role in preventing carcinogens or cancer development. Now, the study led by Ed Okello was meant to see if digestion in the gut could affect the protective effect of green tea, which is known to be active when freshly brewed. What the researchers found is that digestion by enzymes in the gut results in compounds that are more effective than the undigested compounds against compounds that are known to cause Alzheimer's disease. Now, additionally, digested green tea contains many anti-cancer compounds which slow down the growth of tumor cells, as tested in the researcher's laboratory. These active green tea compounds, some of the chemotherapy drugs, and they link to kill the bad cells. And that's kind of the target of what the goal is. So, you know, the theory is of cancer, on that note, is that we have cancer in our body every single day. Cancer cells break loose, they form these abnormal cells. But the great thing is, the way that God designed our body is that we have killer T cells in our immune system. They go out and they attack all the abnormal cells and get rid of them. Now, some of the cancer cells that don't get killed over a period of about 10 years form a tumor, which takes about 1 billion cells to form, most pathologists will say, and green tea maybe can help prevent that on a daily routine.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. Email came in, JC in Little Rock, Arkansas. He says, I've been dealing with gout on and off for over the last 2 years. I've just been diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm ready to get well.
Well, let's start.
Well, JC, that's a couple of great questions, a couple of things that a lot of people deal with. Gout being primarily the body's inability to break down proteins, specifically the purines, and the buildup of uric acid crystals in the joints, like the big toe or the hip or the elbow or the wrist, and becomes really, really painful, hot and red. And there's certain medications that are normally given for that. But there's some things you can do naturally, too, to help the body break down proteins a little bit better. Make sure you get a blood test done by your primary care physician and have them check out uric acid. A lot of times that's really important, and it'll show you if that's typically what's going on. There's several things that can be done. I'll tell you that for breaking down proteins, really important. Now, the typical things that they say for gout, you want to stay away from red wine, red meat, processed foods, excess sugars, and fruit juices. You definitely want to stay away from those. That's important to make sure that you give the body what it needs to cut down inflammation. It's important to do that. The other, there's been a lot of research done, and we found in different articles that things like apple cider vinegar can help break down and stimulate more hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract in the stomach, which can help break down proteins a little bit better. And you can get the supplement form of HCl in most health food stores. It's called betaine hydrochloride. And that can help. So there's several things you can do if you're dealing with gout. And proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that you take in between meals, and they've been shown to have great promise as well. Now, dealing with diabetes, I don't know if you're overweight or not. It's hard to say because people that are thin get diabetes as well. But if you are overweight, losing the weight is important. Obviously, getting back to more of your fighting weight is going to be a good thing. Now, diabetes, we're dealing with the pancreas. Pancreas stops the insulin, and the insulin becomes a real challenge. Now, here's the deal. The receptor sites in the bloodstream for insulin begin to cut down. If you eat processed foods, sugar-based foods over and over again, there's a big yo-yo effect that happens in the body. Finally, the pancreas just backs out and just says, I can't do this anymore. And when that happens, the body says, the insulin levels begin to decrease when blood sugar levels are going up and down all day, and the body gets worn out, and that's when you start leading into type 2 diabetes. So, some good things to do. Cinnamon is a really good spice in our cabinet. Most people have it. And you can put that on your foods. It's been shown in study and research to cut down and help balance out blood sugar levels. Chromium is really good too. Vanadium, manganese, and alpha lipoic acid. All those supplementations are good. But nothing is better than a good diet. And you can do the supplementation. You know, there's plenty of research out on them. But the actual foods are going to be so critical. Overall, so critical. And here's the deal. This is the little trick. Proteins and fats together will balance blood sugar levels. So you can't just eat, say, an orange. You can, but it's going to spike your blood sugar levels just a little bit. Now, oranges are pretty low in what we call the glycemic index, but you want to make sure that you do maybe a fruit and some nuts together, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, and maybe a little bit of fish, something like that. So you get a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. You're going to help balance your blood sugar levels naturally, and it can handle it on its own. So those are some things that can be very beneficial and very helpful to you along the way. So dealing with diabetes, dealing with gout, you want to get well, stay well, live well. Remember, it's all about lifestyle choices. Do whatever your doctor has you doing as far as medication goes. But even the propyrthiazide, Uracil, type medications that they use for increased thyroid function that's out there. You have to be careful of those too, because there can be some side effects with that as well. So just, if I know you're not talking about thyroid here, but just be careful, because different medications such as that sometimes can have some, can cause difficulty in the body breaking down proteins. Not that it causes gout, but it can have some different side effects. So whatever medications you have, such as metformin, if you're doing any kind of glucophage, whatever it might be that your physician may have started you on, just make sure, no matter what, stay in line with what they say to do. But at the same time, do some things where you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. And make sure that they check your thyroid too, because a lot of times when you have gout and diabetes, those kind of conditions, sometimes a TPO antibody, which is a hidden antibody test that they usually do for the thyroid gland, sometimes they don't check that. They'll usually just do TSH, T3, and T4. Everything might look okay, but you might have TPO that might be off. So you get that checked out as well. Those two, hand in hand, it's always good to do additional blood tests if your physician is okay with that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Our quote for the day comes from one of my favorites. I mean, I absolutely love this. I'm a big football fan, and I love the old coaches like Vince Lombardi. And he said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. I love it. And it's so true, the mentality that we have to have in life. Winning isn't everything. It's not. Sometimes you're not going to win. That's all right. But it's the desire. It's the desire to want to get well. The desire to say, I'm not going to settle for the kind of health that I have right now. Maybe I've made some poor choices up to this point, but I can make some new choices. I can make some brand new choices today and have the kind of health that I'm looking for tomorrow. Whether it's for you, it's your family members, your loved ones, whatever it is. It's the desire to want to get well. And that's what I want to encourage you with, is that the desire to want to get well, to stay well, to live well. You can do it, but you have to have a mindset change. It all starts in the mind. It's the want to. You get the want to down, and I'm telling you, everything else will fall into line. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our senior producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, don't ever give up the idea that there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.